Hi, my name is Tim Buss, and welcome to this AAT podcast. I'm going to talk about international services, and particularly intra-EU services, and the VAT implications. New rules on intra-community supplies of services came into force on the 1st of January 2010. This was as a result of an EC-wide alignment of the VAT rules between all the member states. This has necessitated a number of involved changes to the VAT place of supply rules, and also means that suppliers of cross-border EC services will have to make EC sales list reports from the 1st of January 2010. HMRC Notice 741A provides useful guidance. Under the new rules, a supply of services is made in the case of when the recipient of the services is a relevant business person, which I'll explain in a moment, it is the country in which the recipient belongs, and otherwise it is in the country in which the supplier belongs. A relevant business person is a person who is a taxable person within the meaning of Article 9 of Council Directive 2006/112, is registered for VAT, is identified for VAT in accordance with the law of a member state other than the UK, or is registered under an Act of Tynwald for the purposes of any tax imposed by or under the Act of Tynwald, which corresponds to value-added tax, and who receives the services otherwise than wholly for private purposes. One thing to point out is that under Article 9 of Council Directive 2006/112 mentioned earlier, there is no registration requirement in order for the recipient to be regarded as a taxable person, and consequently, businesses which are not registered for VAT can be regarded as a relevant business person for these purposes. A supplier should obtain commercial evidence which shows that their customer is outside the UK and does not receive their supply for a wholly private purpose. The best evidence is a VAT registration number. Obtaining the VAT registration number means that the supply is not received for a wholly private purpose, and a VAT registration number should be requested. If the customer is unable to provide a VAT number, the service provider can accept alternative evidence. This evidence includes certificates from fiscal authorities, business letterheads, or other commercial documents indicating the nature of the customer's activities. Such evidence should be kept as part of the service provider's records. Where VAT numbers are available, they should be shown on the service provider's invoices. Some customers may be VAT registered, but also have non-business as well as business activities. Examples of such customers are government departments, charities, municipal authorities, or similar bodies. In such circumstances, provided the customer receives the services for the purpose of their business or non-business activities, such as statutory duties or charitable activities, the place of supply is determined by where the customer belongs. If the services are being used for a wholly private purpose, it is not a business-to-business supply, and instead the provider will need to decide whether the business-to-consumer general rule or one of the other place of supply rules applies. An illustration of the normal rule is that, say, a UK parent company charges its EU subsidiary and its non-EU subsidiary a quarterly fee for management services. From the 1st of January 2010, both invoices will be outside the scope of VAT, as the services are business to business and therefore supplied where the recipient belongs. Another example would be a UK agent invoicing their EU principal for their agency services. Again, from 1st of January 2010, the agency fees are supplied where the business customer belongs and will therefore be outside the scope of UK VAT. The reverse charge on services received from abroad legislation has also been amended. It now requires a reverse charge to be accounted for by the recipient of a supply of services when the supply is made by a person outside the UK, and the place to supply those services is in the UK. As an example, an overseas parent company charges its UK subsidiary a quarterly fee for management services. From 1st of January 2010, there is a reverse charge in the UK subsidiary as the services are business to business and therefore supplied where the recipient belongs, i.e., in my example, the UK. This would be the case irrespective of whether the parent company was EU or non-EU. The mechanics of the reverse charge have not changed. As a reminder, what happens is the recipient converts the invoiced amount to sterling, applies VAT at the UK VAT rate, currently 20%, accounts for output VAT in box 1 of the VAT return. If able to do so, the recipient can recover the VAT self-charged as input tax in box 4 of the VAT return. The value of the invoice should be posted so that the value is included in both boxes 6 and 7 of the VAT returns. The concept of belonging. The place of supply of services depends, as I've already stated, on where the recipient belongs and, in some cases, on where the supplier belongs. So the concept of belonging and the rules for establishing belonging are important. It is necessary for rules to decide where a particular supplier or recipient belongs. Relevant business person, as earlier described, is treated as belonging in the relevant country. This means if the person has a business establishment or some other fixed establishment in a country and no other business establishment anywhere else. Alternatively, if a person has a business establishment or fixed establishments in more than one country, it is the country in which the relevant establishment is, that is the establishment most concerned with the supply or receipt of the services, which is the place of belonging. Otherwise, it is the country in which the person's usual place of residence is. A person who is not a relevant business person, for example, a private individual, is treated as belonging in a country in which their usual place of residence is. This would include VAT-registered individuals acting in a wholly private capacity. Special rules. As under the old rules, which existed before the 1st of January 2010, there are a number of overrides to the normal basic place of supply rule. Firstly, services relating to land. The place of supply of services directly relating to land is the country where the land is located. This can give some bizarre consequences. You could have a UK architect designing a house in France for a Spanish customer. The place of supply is not the UK, where the supplier is. It is not Spain, where the customer is. The place of supply is France, where the land is located. Services relating to land include the grant, assignment, or surrender of any interest in or right over land, the provision in a hotel, inn, boarding house, or similar establishment of sleeping accommodation, any works of construction, demolition, conversion, reconstruction, alteration, enlargement, repair or maintenance of a building or civil engineering work, and services such as are supplied by estate agents, auctioneers, architects, surveyors, engineers, and others involved in matters relating to land. Where the land element is only incidental to the service, for example, consultancy services relating to hotel accommodation in France, this is considered under the normal place of supply rules, i.e. for business-to-business services, where the recipient belongs. Second exception is passenger transport. The transport of passengers is treated as being made in the country where the transportation takes place. In the case of more than one country, in proportion to the distances covered in each country. However, transport which takes place outside the territorial jurisdiction of a country takes place wholly in that country if it takes place in the course of a journey between two points in the country. Third exception, hiring of means of transport. The short-term hire of a means of transport is treated as made in the country where the transport is put at the disposal of the customer. Short-term hire is a continuous period not exceeding 30 days, unless the transport is a vessel, in which case the period is 90 days. This brings in a concept, though, of use and enjoyment. Where the hire of means of transport is effectively made in the UK, but the services are to any extent effectively used and enjoyed in a country which is not a member state of the European Union, then the supply treaty has been made to that extent in that other country. Similarly, where such a supply will be treated as made in a country which is not a member state, but the supplies to any extent effectively used and enjoyed in the UK, then the supply is treated as made to that extent in the UK. Another exception is restaurant and catering services. Supplies of restaurant and catering services are made in the place where they are physically carried out. So any restaurant serving meals in the UK would have to account for UK VAT irrespective of the identity of their customers. Hiring of goods other than means of transport is covered by the basic rule, i.e. for business-to-business supplies, it is where the customer belongs. However, if a supply is treated as made in the UK, but the goods are to any extent effectively used and enjoyed in a country which is not a member state of the EU, then the supply takes place to that extent in that country. And similarly, if the supply is treated as made in a non-EC state, but the goods are to any extent effectively used and enjoyed in the UK, then the supply is treated as being made in the UK to that extent. Admissions to cultural, educational and entertainment activities. When these are supplied to a relevant business person, these are treated as made in the country in which the event takes place. This rule affects services in respect of admission to cultural, artistic, sporting, scientific, educational, entertainment or similar events, including fairs and exhibitions, and also ancillary services relating to admission to such events. Here, just to be clear, I'm only talking about people who are, if you like, organising the event holders, where they receive admissions. Any person involved in organising the event itself, their supply of services is covered under the basic rule, i.e. where their recipient belongs. Where cultural, educational and entertainment services are supplied to private individuals, non-business customers, then the following are treated as supplied in the country where the activities takes place. This affects services relating to cultural, artistic, sporting, scientific, educational, entertainment or similar activities, and ancillary services relating to such activities, including the services of organisers of such activities. EC sales lists. To enable tax authorities to check that VAT is being accounted for correctly under the reverse charge procedure by the businesses receiving intra-EU supplies of services, UK VAT registered businesses that supply services to EU businesses, where the place of supply is the customer's country, will have to complete EC sales lists for each calendar quarter and submit these within 14 days for paper returns and 21 days from the end of the quarter for electronic returns. The form is the same form as is currently used for supplies of goods to other member states. The EC sales list is not a complicated document, having four columns. One for the country code of the customer, one for the registration number of the customer, one for the value of the services supplied to each customer, and a code indicator which, for the services, should be coded 3. It is worth any business supplying services to customers in other member states to check the registration numbers provided. This can be done on the Europa website. Just Google Europa. It will come up with a site in which you can insert the VAT number for any country, and it will tell you whether or not that registration number is valid, and will also tell you the name of the person who holds that registration number. Finally, checks are being made by both HMRC in other countries and the tax authorities in other member states as to whether or not the reverse charges have been properly accounted for. HMRC have visited businesses under the direction of other member states just to check that where the supplier in that particular member state has not charged VAT on a supply, that the person in the UK has accounted for VAT correctly. And finally, not wishing to worry anybody, but there is a joint and several liability. By that I mean, if you supply services free of VAT to people in other member states, and those people do not account for the reverse charge, the tax authorities can come to the supplier for payment of the VAT. They have stressed they will only do so in extreme circumstances, but beware, and forewarned is forearmed. Thank you.